So that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole world. They built a tower. God was not pleased. God said, if there's one people speaking the same language, they've begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. So come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. And so that's what God does. Confuses their language so that they will scatter over the earth and stop building the city. And at this level, it's pretty clear. The tower is evidence of pride. Pride leads us away from God. So God confuses them and scatters them and brings them to humility. We could just be dumb. And we could go out skiing. But since it's so cold, and we have another, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, oh God. Let's look at the more subtle and complex meaning of what's going on. Something that's interesting in this story you might have missed is that the people are afraid. Again, come let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we can make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole world. They're afraid. They are afraid that they will be scattered over the face of the earth. Now, why would they be afraid of that? You and I like to travel. I was just talking with someone last night who was saving up their airline miles, right? So you can travel all over the world. What's so scary about travel? Well, they had found something that they liked in being together, in being in a city, in being urban. Something about being together that they liked a lot more than being apart. And what they discovered is they liked safety and they liked power. Do you guys like safety? Do you like to know you're safe? Of course, everybody likes to know they're safe. And a lot of us really like power. We like to know that we're in charge and that we can control things. It says in the verse, let's make a name for ourselves. In our culture, who are the people that make names for themselves? I use that phrase. Who makes names for themselves? What do you say? Right here. Government? Okay.
Sports stars.
Anybody see the Comey system ad last night? I think it was about speakers, but I'm not sure.
Lady Gaga.
There's a name. She doesn't even be the last name. Did she put Lady Gaga on her tax return? That's my moment. So, famous people make a name for themselves. So, here they want to make a name for themselves. They want to get themselves on the map, like the Patriots. They want to make a name for themselves. They want to be famous. Unfortunately, in this story, making a name for themselves meant you kind of revealing their desires to kind of be up front and center and turning away from God. They would say, hey, let's see who we are, that we can build this really cool town. And so they decided to build a city. Now, you got to know something about cities. In those days, cities were not places where people lived. To build a city here wasn't like they were going to build apartment buildings and house people. It wasn't that. In those days, a city had the religious buildings, the government buildings, the storage buildings where they would put the weed or the maize, whatever it was they were growing, and they would fortify those places. That's what a city was. But it wasn't transferred to what we would call urbanization. And they used sun-dried bricks, which was very labor-intensive. In those days, they were just kind of taking rocks. But they made bricks. This was a pretty fancy thing. There are no rooms in this building at all, except maybe one little tiny room at the very top where once the deity comes down out of heaven, they could refresh themselves, if you will. There would be a bed and a table, and very simple, but there would be fresh food in that room every day. So that's the only reason a human being would go up there, would be to bring the food. But other than that, there were no rooms. Even though it's a huge structure, hundreds and hundreds of feet high, there wouldn't be any building, rooms in it. There's not any other kind of purpose for it. It's just one box. I don't know. Sounds kind of nice to me. I mean, imagine if you and I went through all that work to build this huge, huge building just so that the gods could have a place to be and hang out and come down to visit. I don't see that that's a really big problem, but it is. Why is it a big problem? No. The problem is what they were trying to do with it. They were trying to get famous with it. Their first goal was not so that they could be close to God, it was so they could be famous. And they could have power, because they would have a bigger ziggurat than anybody else. And then whatever people were around from these three clans, everybody would want to come to this one place to see this one town. Whenever people have absolute power, things go wrong. It was a very wise person, though not a Christian at all, that said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. There's some of your college history for you. How long will it be before this sense of power and unity becomes power by oppression? I don't know if you know this, but anytime any people get really, really powerful, and particularly if you get one person that gets really, really powerful, that power can be used to oppress others. And that power can be used to become your own God. We don't really need you anymore, God. We got this power in the control. So, they united around the cause, but it's not God's cause. It's something they decided to do. God does want unity with his people, with you and I. But that's unity in covenant with God, unity in relationship with God, not unity to say, oh, God, we don't need you. And that's what was happening. So that's the first problem. And then the second thing that's a little more subtle, that I think is really important for you and I today, is this. This tower prevents the people of earth from fulfilling one of God's very first commands to humankind. It's going to be a trivia question. Do you remember what one of God's first commands to people? He said it to Adam and Eve, and then he actually said it last week in our Noah story, too. Well, actually, it was Tuesday. When I say it, you're going to go like, oh, well, yeah. In Genesis 1:28 and in Genesis 9:1, be fruitful and multiply, is that what you're saying? And fill the earth. And subdue it. Be fruitful and increase in number. Well, these people were not fulfilling God's command to be fruitful. They were not fulfilling the earth. They were all huddled together in a city somewhere east of Eden. They were not obedient, they were not spreading out, they were not going out into the world, they were huddling together. And kind of like the mother eagle that has to push their babies out of the nest, God kind of had to push people out of the nest and out of that safety and comfort and safety. The very thing that they were afraid of, scattering, was the thing that God needed for them to be doing. And God wants to scatter us as well. So that, not just so that we'll take over the world, okay? And I think you have to look at that kind of be fruitful and multiply. Was it meant something maybe a little different in those days when there was just a few hundred or thousand than it does today? But be fruitful and multiply and caretake, subdue, steward is the word I prefer. Or caretake the world. God wants us to scatter, so we'll take care of his creation and do what he's called us to do. It's simplistic to look at this scattering simply as punishment for pride. God's looking for his people to follow his command to go and to do what God has created people to do. So it's a couple of things for us to take away from this story that seems so long ago and so far away as to be honest with you. A couple of things. One, uniting in opposition to God's plan is never a good idea. Anytime you're uniting for a plan that is not God's, not around God's plan. So if you ever kind of run across people who think the United Nations is a bad idea, chances are it's actually coming back from this story. So that's something to kind of be aware of and kind of vote for yourself. But this one's a little bit more personal. Anytime we build something on our own strength and we got out of it, you'll have something to say about it. Anytime we try to make a name for ourselves and God's not in it, God's going to have something to say. Because pride is going to get going. I mean, it's good to be proud in your God-given abilities. To say, you know, I've been given these gifts and I can do some things really well. That's not pride. We're talking about boasting. Boasting that we're great. Boasting that we don't need God. Boasting that we got where we are by our own strength. Not okay. Because it ignores the reality that God created you. And God gave you the skills and gave you the strengths. So anytime you're trying to make a name for yourself and leave that out of it, it's not around. Beware of the towers that you're building in your life. And that's probably the thing that of all this story, I would say, think about what are the towers that you're building on your own strength? Because it's not going to work. And it's not going to be satisfying. I often wonder, sometimes, I don't say often, but I do wonder, if sometimes serving here, being here for 21 years, but part of this ministry here is to keep me humble. Because I can't be building towers. We're not building great institutions here. We're not kind of building this great monument. Maybe God knows that I couldn't handle all of that fame and fortune. And yeah, it's going to be something. So beware of the towers that you're building. And the last one is, God scattered his people so that they would care for his creation. That they would steward the earth. Kind of like the way a manager at a restaurant manages the restaurant for the owner. Or maybe the way that John Dillard manages Sugar Loaf for Boyne. We are managers for something much, much bigger than us. It's called stewarding the earth. And so I ask you, as we kind of come to pray, what has God entrusted you to take care of? What has God entrusted you to take care of as a steward? Is it your family? Is he saying, take care of that creation that I have given you, your family? Is he saying, take care of your friends? Take care of your colleagues? Is he saying, I've entrusted you with certain skills and gifts, and you're going to do wonderful things with those. So utilize them and grow them. Perhaps God has entrusted you with land. Actual physical land. He's entrusted you with an ethnic heritage. A place of people that you have come from. I know some people have been entrusted with Bigelow Mountains. Their preservation. I know some people felt really compelled to preserve the viewshed of the Appalachian Trail, or to work dealing with wind issues. I'm not getting political. I'm just saying, what has God entrusted you with? Has God entrusted you with the Appalachian? God has entrusted me with this small congregation and this witness on the mountain. And we as a congregation have been entrusted with the Mount employees and the CBA students and the Valley residents. Instead of building towers and making a name for yourself, I encourage you to be stewards of what God has given you. And if you want a different kind of physical image than a tower, think bridges. What has God given you to take care of? You're more like a bridge than a tower any day of the week. And God has scattered us for a purpose. It's not all that. And God has put you here for his good pleasure. And may you be good stewards of all that he has created and given you. In a minute, we're going to be reading the responsive psalm together, and we're going to pray together. And I just want to say, as an introduction to that today we have a lot of grieving people. And whether you have lost a loved one yesterday, or a month ago, or a year ago, or 10 years ago, our hearts have holes in them tattoo, the Revere's hat, and heart. As a reminder that God will heal that loss as you pour out your heart to Him, that He always listens, and I encourage you not to hold back or dismiss your thoughts for God. And I need a reminder that God heals us, that as we read